Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to talk about having it all, doing it all. So in the late 70s, early 80s, there was a perfume called Angélie, and the whole premise of it was a woman could bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, ever, ever let you forget you're a man. Angélie. It was actually a pretty nice perfume. I remember getting it as a birthday gift, so I liked it. But let's break this down just a little bit. So it's my contention, the world according to Jennifer, it's my contention that prior to like the 1950s, women often did not work outside the home, except during war times. And the women who, quote, stayed at home that were not of the upper class, and I wish you could see me do the air quotes, I could do video, but I'm not. They actually were doing work a bazillion hours a day because they were working out in the fields part of the day. They were making all the meals from scratch, making their own lye soap so they could do the laundry. Like they had it rough, and thank you God that I wasn't born then. So we move into the 50s and women start staying at home because now the incomes are better, the men are home from the war, and they're able to stay home. And then we move into the 60s and more women start working, and in the 70s, even more women are working. And there's this idea that if a woman works full-time outside the house or even inside the house, it doesn't really matter, but that she has to do everything plus earn that money. So I can go out and work all day and literally bring home the bacon. The next part of the commercial is fry it up in a pan. So the woman has to go to work and earn the money and then buy the groceries. They didn't really bring that up, but they have to buy the groceries. Then come home and cook dinner. Nothing is ever said about shared responsibilities or helping each other or supporting one another. But then I'm going to make sure that I never let you forget you're a man. I'm going to do it all. They don't even throw the children in there, but you know, she's typically mostly responsible for the children. So now there's even more pressure and weight on women and how they're supposed to show up and what they're supposed to do. Now, I've always worked. I always told my husband that, you know, my goal in life was to get married, have kids, and quit my job. And I did get married. We never were able to have kids, and I quit my job, and I'm still working. So it didn't really work out that way for me. Probably because I didn't really want it to work out that way. So I want to hammer this home a little bit. And, you know, you need to Google the commercial Angélie perfume, E-N-J-O-L-I, because it really sets up a stereotype that we buy into. We buy into as women. I have friends who got up an hour before their husband and kids so that the house was spotless before they left for work. Or if they worked from home, the house was spotless before everybody got up. They cooked dinner every night. They did the laundry. The man was responsible for the yard. Well, I live in Oklahoma, and you're responsible for the yard like maybe 5 or 6 months out of the year. The rest of the time, you know, the lawn just sits there, right? You're not mowing the lawn or planting flowers. It's not an equal division of chores or time. Now, I'm pretty fortunate because I told my husband pretty early on, like, that's not the game we're going to play. It doesn't work for me. Because my dad always helped my mom out, probably not nearly as much as he could have or should have, but he was helpful. He didn't just, you know, sit and read the paper. He was very much involved. We have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of other people. The whole thing about the mask dropping down on an airplane, put your mask on first before you put it on the children or men next to you. I love it when they say that. That's typically a Southwest Airlines thing. It's pretty funny though. But the question becomes, how are you taking care of yourself? How are you setting boundaries? My husband and I hit a rough patch a number of years ago, and I said, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'll cook 2 meals a week. Because he just kind of randomly got it in his head that I should come home and cook dinner every night. But we both worked full time. How is that fair? And it had never been that way before. He just kind of got a burr in his bonnet and decided that's how it was going to be. And I let him know it was not going to be that way. And it wasn't. And it's not. But I agreed, I'll cook 2 meals a week. It could be Saturday and Sunday. It could be both on Saturday, both on Sunday. I don't really know. But you're not going to hold me to coming home every night and cooking dinner for us. I'll do it some. I love to cook. I cook a lot. But I didn't like that pressure. I didn't like that feeling of I was solely responsible. When I talk to friends and relatives, most of my girlfriends and my mom, oh my gosh, this was such a big deal for my mom. They really got sick and tired of having to decide what was for dinner. If you would just say, I want a grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup for dinner. Fine, let's do that. But having to come up with the idea is just like, ugh, it's like a killer. Thank God for all the food shows and all the reels on the Facebook. Because now I've got 40 bazillion ideas on what to cook for dinner. I may not want to do it though. Lucky for me, I love leftovers. So it's really great when I make something and we can eat it for several days. My husband's good with leftovers too. I hear people are like, oh, I hate leftovers. My dad was that way till my mom had a stroke and he had to take care of her for 11 years. He decided he loved leftovers. And whether he cooked it or we brought something over, leftovers were good for him. So what are you doing to take care of yourself? You might be bringing home the bacon. You might be frying it up in a pan. You might be taking care of your significant other, whether it's a man or a woman, whatever. But how are you taking care of yourself, recharging yourself, and being able to show up? Being able to show up, I love Jen Sincero's term, a badass. How are you showing up as a badass? But you have to take care of yourself to be a badass. It is currently April 2024, and I had my knee replaced on March 18th, 2024, and that's a pretty big surgery, and I've kind of been tired. I'm going to physical therapy. I'm doing really great, and it dawned on me the other day, I was 30 years old the last time I had a knee surgery this significant. I had a knee realignment. Look it up. It was terrible. And at that time, I took off 4 weeks of work. And when I went back to work, I only worked half days for several more weeks. I don't know if it was 2 weeks or 4 weeks. Because it was a big surgery to get over. Now, granted, I don't have to get in a car and drive downtown to go to work. But it hadn't even been 2 full weeks when I had my first client call. And let me just tell you, it kind of wore me out. I had to get up, take a shower, and be camera ready for my client call because we do it on Zoom. I'm a little bit older than 30 now. It was kind of a big surgery. It's taken a bit to recover from. It hasn't even been 4 weeks yet, and I'm already doing a lot. So part of it is I'm thrilled to death that I'm able to do so much. But I have to remind myself, I had a pretty major surgery. It's still healing. I still have swelling. I don't have, you know, 100% of the strength back or even more the strength I want to have. So how am I taking care of me? So when you consider your day, your perfect day, I love this visualization exercise. You wake up in the morning. What is your ideal day and what does it look like? How do you feel? How do you show up? Who do you serve? And how do you make it all the way through the day, all the way till bedtime, and not feel like the life has literally been sucked out of you? I saw a super cute clip on Facebook because, you know, that's what you do when you've had surgery and you're hanging out and you're in between shows on the Netflix and Amazon and Hulu, all the things. And Dax Shepard was on and he said his daughter, his 11-year-old, and I don't know which one's older. I know that he and Kristen Bell have two daughters. And his daughter came into the bedroom one morning and said, "Gee, Dad, I'm just not feeling it." You can Google this and get the exact story, but I'm going to paraphrase because that's what I like to do. And she said, "Dad, I'm just not feeling it today. I don't feel good." And he was like, "Well, does your stomach hurt? Does your head hurt?" "No, no, nothing really hurt." And he goes, "Well, come with me." And he got out of bed and he led her into the bathroom and they stood in front of the mirror and he goes, "Repeat after me. Let me see if I'm going to get this right. I'm an effing badass." And the 11-year-old says it, and he goes, "And I'm going to F this day up." And she said it, you know, actual words. And then he goes on to say, "I don't condone teaching your 11-year-old kids to curse, but it got the point across." And I looked at her and said, "How are you feeling?" And she goes, "I'm good. I'm going to F this day up." And off she went. So everybody in their circle started learning about this mantra. So Kristen is on set and she's having a really rough day. Nothing's going quite according to her plan. And she goes into her dressing room or where hair and makeup is. And she's like, "Oh, this day, it's just everything's going wrong. I just feel terrible." And her makeup artist was from like Colombia or something. And they actually have the little mantra taped on the mirror, and the hair and makeup gal grabs her hands. You know, they become friends. If you ever had your hair and makeup done, they're right up in your business. You kind of become friends, or you get a new one, right? And is holding her hands and said, "Kristen, remember, you're a bitch and you F everything up." So she didn't get it quite right, but it was the sentiment of it, right? So you have the choice every day to wake up and decide how you're going to show up. Setting a boundary does not make you a bad person. Saying no is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain if your answer is no. And it's okay. So you can bring home the bacon and you can fry it up in a pan and you can share it, or you can eat the whole entire pan of bacon. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and if you would like to know how to work with me, go to jennifertakagi.com. I think you have to put a www in there first. Or if you want to expand your horizons, get my gift, 12minutegift.com. And I got 3 audio files in there to walk you through how to be more successful and get those wins. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.